Your need to know cultural snapshot of Wisconsin and beyond. This is What's on Tap with Sandy Max. A deep dive into all things intriguing, riveting, and entertaining. And now your host for the evening, here's Sandy Max.
Good evening. Welcome to this brand new show on WTMJ, which taps into culture and creativity in Wisconsin and around the world. Today's guest is Milwaukee PBS series and documentary producer Marianne Lazarski. And Marianne, I invited you because with Veterans Day happening tomorrow, it is important for people to see your new documentary on Milwaukee PBS. It's called A Hallowed Home for Heroes, about a Milwaukee landmark that gets overlooked. You spotlight the fascinating story of the Milwaukee Soldiers' Home, the impactful historic set of buildings. You see them as you drive by on I-94, right by the baseball stadium. And documentaries, they're engrossing to make, Marianne. What draws you to this art form?
I love telling stories, right? And I love telling stories that can either make a difference, touch people, tell stories about interesting people or places in our community. And so I'm a storyteller. That's why producing documentaries and long-form storytelling, it's a joy and it's a privilege and it's an opportunity that I'm fortunate to have.
What is your newest documentary?
It's called A Hallowed Home for Heroes, and it's about Milwaukee Soldiers Home.
And that's that building you drive by. Everybody
right,
drives by it on
American
I-94.
Family Field, yep. Right? And you see this tower. It looks like many people describe it as a haunted house, the Munster's house or whatever. And honestly, the reason that we decided to do this documentary is I kept hearing from people walking to the ballpark, oh, what is that building? Or, yeah, isn't it something to do with veterans? I don't know. So either they had no clue whatsoever, or they knew a little bit but didn't really know. And then you tell them and they're like, oh, wow. And so I turned to a colleague at Milwaukee PBS one day, and I said, his name is Scotty Myers. He helped produce the documentary. Scotty, how would you like to do a documentary on Milwaukee Soldiers Home? And absolutely, right? And so, again,
why did he automatically say yes?
Well, I think because he also loves telling stories. He likes history. I think he's also somebody who realizes, hey, we need to educate. It's part of our mission, too, is to educate people on something that is historic, but also something that is still very valuable today, particularly for our veterans. And so we thought it was a very important story to tell.
And Milwaukee PBS, that's why I love working there as well. It's a way to discover and rediscover your world.
Absolutely. I mean, I knew Milwaukee Soldiers Home, but I didn't know about Milwaukee Soldiers Home and its roots and all, you get into research, right? And that's what you do when you first start a project like this. And some of the things that we discovered, I was like, whoa, I didn't know that. So we also are educated as we do this project. And because it's so historic and because there's so much there, as a producer, you have to be careful that you're checking your facts, double checking your facts, triple checking. You're always kind of nervous that, oh, because you want to put it in historical context, right? And so we had some people behind the scenes who helped us out, and we're very grateful for that because we want to present it, right, in the correct way. And so we want to make sure we do a good job with that.
And in an engaging way, because we all read history books, but times and dates and facts aren't always that interesting. What are some techniques that you use in Hallowed Home for Heroes to make history even more engaging and entertaining?
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's something that you try to think about before you even shoot any video or interview anybody. And so digging through some information, I happen to come upon just a photograph and a little bit of a caption that talked about this family that grew up on the grounds at a Milwaukee Soldiers Home because their dad was a chaplain for the VA and a retired Army colonel. And I thought, wow, I need to find them. So lo and behold, found them. They're scattered a little bit all over the place. They're the Tubusing family, and they help us tell the story. And I think what's unique about this documentary is their story and how it weaves into the soldiers' home and what that's all about and their reaction to living on the grounds. And we took them back to the soldiers' home. We did a walkthrough in their old home that used to be the fire engine house. And they have some very, very fun moments. There's some comic relief, as we say, to a very serious story. But, you know, they had memories. They were teenagers, most of them, as they were growing up there. And they talked about how people couldn't find their house. People couldn't believe they even lived there. Their relationship with some of the soldiers who were always walking around. And I think that helps draw people in. You hear them throughout the documentary talking about different aspects.
What a great way to use a family to tell their experience to help illustrate the humanness of this hallowed home for heroes.
Absolutely. And they are very passionate about what Milwaukee Soldiers Home is and who it serves. And so their passion comes out as well in the documentary.
Learn more about the unique history of the Milwaukee Soldiers Home with Marianne Lazarski of Milwaukee PBS and how you can watch A Hallowed Home for Heroes next on WTMJ.
Everyday Milwaukeeans should care about this place simply because the person next to you could be a veteran. The person next to you could be in need of something that you're unaware of. And I think as veterans sit up in the big, I call them the turret rooms, but the beautifully beautiful floor-to-ceiling glass reflective rooms that look out at the baseball park. They're looking toward the baseball park and the baseball park's looking in. And I think for me, it's that reminder of we all live together and we all exist together and we all deserve a home.
If we didn't have Old Main, this city, this country would be diminished. First of all, the city would lose an important part of its history. This country would also have broken a promise that it made to veterans.
That's a quote from A Hallowed Home for Heroes, a brand new documentary created by Milwaukee PBS producers Marianne Lazarski and Scotty Lee Myers. I'm Sandy Max, and Marianne Lazarski is my guest on What's on Tap. With Veterans Day tomorrow, this is an ideal time to learn this history that's particularly unique to our city. It's a story that goes back to the 1800s and all the way through today. In 2023, the Milwaukee Soldiers Home is in use for veterans to live there and continues to be restored. And Marianne, what is one of the most interesting revelations you had in producing this documentary?
Well, one of the things that, as producers, that we were fascinated with was the fact that the Milwaukee Soldiers Home actually started with a group of women. There were a group of women who were basically taking care of soldiers from the Civil War who were coming home wounded, and they did it out of storefronts downtown.
Yeah.
And they always talked about trying to have a permanent home for these soldiers. And so in the documentary, you'll hear about these group of women and how they raised a ton of money.
What would have been $2 million in 2023.
Right.
By throwing
a fair.
Yeah.
Right.
This was an unexpected turn. I did not expect to learn that there was almost a month-long fair.
Yeah. It was
downtown
amazing.
Milwaukee in the 1800s.
And, you know, the things that they were able to organize and people donated, and they had exotic flowers and plants and exhibits and all sorts of things.
And a main attraction of Old Abe?
Old Abe, the bald eagle.
who would sign autographs. I won't give it all away.
Yeah, you'll have to watch the documentary.
Fascinating. Fundraisers and 5Ks are just part of our culture now.
Yeah.
But for this small group of women to get together and put on a huge event in the city that was going to run, 10 days?
Right.
And then wound up running almost a month.
Right.
And raised.
And people came from all over, you know, across the state.
And you unearthed a great letter from somebody.
A young woman from Waupun who describes what it was like to go to the fair. And so we had a reenactor. She did a great job of, you know, helping to tell that story.
So to know that these women cared so much to make this home happen, that they went to this extent to create this fundraiser.
Absolutely.
Because they cared about these veterans fresh off.
You know, they were relentless. And you know, they weren't back, you know, you might think of them as, oh, you know, they were socialites. I mean, their husbands were businessmen, wealthy businessmen in town, but, you know, they took charge. They were not, you know, oh, we'll let our husbands do it. In fact, when they raised that money, the husbands kind of touted that money in Washington, D.C. to say, because this was a time when President Lincoln had signed some legislation to say, let's build a national system. Well, these women were way ahead of the of President Lincoln even. But, you know, they took this money and said, hey, I think the first one should be, you know, we should build one in Milwaukee.
Wisconsin
and the women didn't. They didn't want to let go of that money. They thought, oh, because they were looking at this as a place for Wisconsin soldiers. But it ended up being, yes, for Wisconsin soldiers, but also for soldiers from across the nation. So it all worked out in the end. But these were feisty women. And, you know, they got it done.
I love it.
I love it, too.
It's inspiring still today.
Sure.
And Marianne, I want to ask you about the preservation process and also about the veterans who live at the Milwaukee Soldiers Home now. So before we pick up this conversation, let's tell you how you can watch this new Milwaukee PBS documentary. It's called A Hallowed Home for Heroes. You can see it on Veterans Day tomorrow, Saturday, November 11th at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. on Channel 36. You can also stream the documentary right now online at MilwaukeePBS.org. We're going to learn more from behind the scenes next on What's on Tap on WTMJ.
This is an important part of our history. If people walk through here, I can't imagine them not being moved by the background of our country and the service that people have given.
It's a national treasure.
Wisconsin veterans went through these buildings. They lived in these buildings. They died here. You know, we have to preserve that honor, that, and we have to feel privileged to have it. Otherwise, what kind of Americans are we?
What a powerful set of quotes from the new Milwaukee PBS documentary, A Hallowed Home for Heroes, which will be broadcast tomorrow night on Veterans Day on Milwaukee PBS Channel 36 at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. You can stream it right now at Milwaukee PBS's website, MilwaukeePBS.org. I'm Sandy Max, joined by Milwaukee PBS series and documentary producer Marianne Lazarski, who collaborated with Milwaukee PBS multimedia producer Scotty Lee Myers to create this documentary about the uniquely Milwaukee landmark. You've certainly seen it if you've ever been to a Milwaukee Brewers baseball game, that Victorian-styled building with the tower on the hill. It's known as Old Main, and that is just part of the Milwaukee Soldiers Home kind of campus there, a stately presence neighboring American Family Field and visible from I-94. Now, Marianne, you've shared with us the process of making a documentary and other interesting facts. So we know about the women getting it done. What are some other really important nuggets that you share in this new documentary?
Well, you'll find out about the first phase of restoration, which took place from 2019 to 2021. And
Hold on. Why did it need to be restored?
Oh, well, it was shut down. Old Main, we're talking about Old Main, which is the main structure. But there are several buildings on the grounds that's considered Milwaukee Soldiers Home. But Old Main is the main residence, all right?
Not the same thing as a tower.
No, that's the tower. Old Main.
So Old Main is that building.
Is the tower. There came a time when the federal government just didn't have the funds to do any sort of renovation or keep it going, but they knew that it was so historic that they couldn't just tear it down. So what happened was they closed the doors, and it sat vacant for almost 30 years. Oh. And so you'll see the images, and I have to give credit to Lee Matz from Milwaukee Independent, who took some wonderful photographs that he allowed us to use of the decay. And when you see that, and then you see the transformation, it's amazing.
I wanted to chat with you about some of the residents there now that you feature in the documentary, but I also want to really point out that historic preservation takes real dedication. Of course, it takes money, we were just talking about, but it takes people who really, really recognize the significance of preserving this history and the value of it, because getting historic designations for landmarks and preservation, that process alone isn't easy.
Absolutely. And the Milwaukee Preservation Alliance, had a huge hand in all of this. The project manager that I mentioned, Jonathan Beck, is very passionate, and you hear him explain why this project is so important to him and special.
I mean, you know, it's a piece of art.
There's a lot involved in historic preservation. And, you know, I hate to use an old cliche about a labor of love, but you really got to be dedicated. And they are. And so we're...
Well, I would think anytime your dedication might waver, you remember who you're doing it for.
Right.
And who are these residents?
We had the honor and the fortune to talk with some of these residents who, you know, you say to these veterans, we want you to talk about your life and why you're here. And, you know, Old Main is primarily for veterans at risk for homelessness. And so you're asking people to put their lives out there, you know, on camera. It's not easy. And, you know, we wanted to make sure that we treated their stories delicately and honestly and accurately and in a good light. They help tell the story. And when you hear their stories, you I don't know how you can't be touched by it.
Is there a veteran resident whose story really resonated with you?
One gentleman who talks about, and this is where the title comes from, he says, you know, he can't believe that he's living in this hallowed building. And so that kind of got us thinking about a title for the documentary. And it is. It's hallowed ground.
And it's something very, very special to Milwaukee. This is one of three?
Yes, one of three original soldiers' homes. There are other soldiers' homes throughout the country, but it's one of three original. So the other two are in Tokes, Maine and Dayton, Ohio. Again, Milwaukeeans maybe don't understand how important this is, not only to the veterans, but to our community. And when you watch the documentary, you'll find out how important it was to the growth of Milwaukee as a city.
Marianne, thank you so much for spending time with me on What's on Tap and for your great work to communicate this unique history in an entertainingly informative way in your new documentary, complete with reenactors. What a wonderful way to put in perspective Milwaukee and Wisconsin's place in national history and share this knowledge in a visual way on TV and online. Thank you. And you can watch A Hallowed Home for Heroes tomorrow night, Veterans Day, at 7 and 11 on Milwaukee PBS Channel 36. You can also stream it and share it right now at MilwaukeePBS.org. Thank a veteran tomorrow and heck any day for their service to our country. I'm Sandy Max. Catch up with past shows of What's on Tap with our podcast at WTMJ.com or whichever is your very favorite podcast platform. Have a great weekend. And up next, we head to Key Wascom where Gabe Neitzel and Mike Podol will have the call of the Level 4 playoff game between Catholic Memorial and Luxembourg Casco.